In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey, welcome to EMS Office Hours. This is Jim Hoffman. Guys, thanks again for joining me for the podcast here, taking some time out of your busy, busy day to listen to the podcast and hear some EMS rants and tips and suggestions and hopefully get some of those EMS juices flowing when it comes to what's going on out there in EMS. Today, guys, I saw a post, I think it was on Facebook, it might have been Instagram, but guy was talking about he's so sick of seeing people say, treat the patient, not the monitor, treat the patient, not the monitor. Well, and the flip side of that, that he feels it should be treat the patient and the monitor. And I agree with that, okay? But I think most people, when they say treat the patient, not the monitor, they actually do feel the same way too, right? It's just sort of their mindset and what they say as that kind of EMS little saying that a lot of us might spew out there. You know, if you've got a patient that's talking to you and the monitor's telling you that the patient's in asystole because the leads aren't on right or something like that, right? So, yeah, when we do take care of our patients and you use a phrase like treat the patient, not the monitor, or treat the patient and the monitor, what to me, what that means is the monitor is a tool, right? It's a resource for us to use when it comes to assessing our patients, when it comes to getting up a treatment plan for them, what we're going to do for them. And of course, it's a vital instrument when it comes to identifying life-threatening cardiac dysrhythmias and identifying potential STEMIs, right? So it's a tool. You go by your patient's complaint, the presentation. Just like vital signs are a tool, right, in your assessment and figuring out what's going on, it's the same type of thing. You're putting it all together. Your blood glucose tester, right, your glucometer, that also is a tool. It's something you're using to assess your patient, putting it all together, right? Their history, vital signs, medications, allergies, how they look to you, what they're saying, what family or friends are saying, right? Their history, all that good stuff. Believe it or not, things like sample, you know, and, you know, that is something that is a tool as well, right? You're using that as a tool. So in EMS, we've got a lot of tools out there, and the monitor is one of those. And it's become a very big tool. A lot of us use it for many things. Most monitors nowadays have multiple functions. Not only just read an EKG, they can assess pulse ox, right? The oxygen saturation in the patient's blood. They can do capnography, right? They can some of them can do temperatures, right? So it's a different things it could do depending upon where you are, what type of monitor you have, what your protocols dictate you can and can't do for patients, right? It's a tool, and it's what you use when you are assessing and treating your patients, okay? So, yes, in one way, it's that mindset of treat the patient, not the monitor is true, but it's also true that you should be treating the patient and the monitor. What the monitor is telling you, based on your patient presentation and how they're, you know, your assessment and what's going on with your patient. Okay, so I don't think anybody's out there thinking, oh, I have to treat just my patient and doesn't matter what the monitor says. No, you want to assess and you want to take that into consideration too. So I think you know where I'm coming from, guys. I think most of you out there are under the same mindset, right, of treating the patient, assessing them, using your monitor as a tool, using your blood glucometer as a tool, right? So it all kind of ties in together. And now, speaking of monitors, I was just thinking, I did see a post on Facebook about a new monitor that's out there. I think that some of the military might be using it. And pretty fancy stuff, guys. It's got ability to check all types of assessments. It can do ultrasound, and then it has a module attachment so you can read EKGs and pulse ox and stuff like that. But I have to back up a little bit here, okay? So it has a module attachment to read EKGs. Maybe I read something wrong with that and everybody raving about this piece of equipment. But I feel the EKG part of it should be the most important part and not an add-on, okay? And trying to tout the fact that it can do ultrasounds to me is ridiculous, all right? Again, it's the type of thing in EMS that sounds so cool. Oh, we can do ultrasounds, man. We can get an ultrasound of this patient and figure out what's going on. And it's going to help us do stuff and call a doc ahead and say, hey, doc, I did an ultrasound. There's a bleed. I mean, it is so ridiculous to me that now this is something that I see kind of being pushed more and more where they're trying to suggest that we should be doing ultrasounds in the back of the ambulance. Maybe I'm missing something, guys. If I am, please send me an email. Tell me where I'm going wrong here. Okay? But I just don't see where EMS is going to be doing ultrasounds anywhere in the near future where they're going to be promoting a monitor, you know, an EMS EKG monitor to do ultrasound. They're going to be promoting that type of thing and saying that that is something that we should be pushing towards. You know, there's an expense for agencies to buy a piece of equipment like that, and oh, it's comparable to whatever. Well, it's, and when asked the price range, well, the sales rep said it was going to be comparable when it comes to U.S. Right now, I believe it's only available. I think it's maybe only overseas. Maybe the military has it. I didn't look at it too deep because I just came to my mind when I was talking about treat the patient, not the monitor type thing. I want to kind of add in that thing. My initial impression, like I said, is the idea that we're going to be doing ultrasounds in EMS. And how that's always kind of now, every time they talk about a monitor or, you know, things we're going to be doing, oh, we're going to do ultrasounds. It's ridiculous to me, all right? We have a job to do as EMS professionals. We have a limited amount of time with patients, okay? We have a limited amount of training. All right, and I don't care who you're talking to or what you say, even with all the training and in-servicing and self-education that we do, okay, I know one of my members, you are one of those that wants to be an EMS professional and a good clinician, and I know that you do a lot of self-educating, right? But even with all of that, we still have not mastered all of the skills that we should. We might be proficient in them. We might be even close to mastering them. Okay? But you still have providers who struggle with identifying a STEMI. Okay? You have providers who struggle with medical math. All right? And it's not that they can't do it, right? But it might take them a little time figuring out a medical math problem. It might take them a few minutes to identify that STEMI, especially if there's other sort of ectopy going on the EKG and stuff like that, right? So to turn around and say, oh, we're going to do ultrasound and expect providers now to have yet another skill that we had to be proficient in is ridiculous. I mean, there are a lot of people who are ultrasound techs. They can barely read and have difficulty reading what the ultrasound is, and it goes to, that's why it goes to a doctor or whatever to read the ultrasound. Okay? I had a friend years ago would say, know your job, do your job. And in EMS, we know the job, but we're just not doing it. We're not taking ownership of the skills, of the knowledge that we should have, and how to apply that to the patients that we're taking care of. We keep looking for new devices and new skills and things to add when we haven't mastered the basics of what we're already doing. I mean, think about it. They've more or less have taken away endotracheal intubation because we haven't done it. We don't do it that often, right? And they found devices out there that are just as proficient, okay, in maintaining a patient's airway as an endotracheal tube. And it's easier for us to be proficient in that skill, right? So you say to yourself, if they're taking away things like that, how are they going to add something like ultrasound when that is such a much more in-depth thing to read ultrasounds? And then on top of that, add the selling factor that you've got to get agencies on board to purchase equipment, to train their people, right? Good luck doing that, unless it's big agencies that are trying to be the leaders in the field and whatnot, right? Good for them. They might have that one agency that's doing that, okay? Quite frankly, I work for an agency that is very, very ahead of things. Very, you know, aggressive when it comes to that, right? But guess what? We're not doing endotracheal intubation, right? They pretty much have taken that all off the truck. It's on the truck like an antique sitting there just in case you need it, okay? And even as advanced as it is, they still are working with the cool therapy for cardiac arrest, when even that's been said now isn't really effective, right? So it's like some of these agencies that want to be all advanced are adopting these new skills and assessments and whatnot, yet we still haven't been able to master the stuff we've already been doing for years. So anyway, guys, that's what I got. Went off on a tangent there. I apologize. I started thinking about that ultrasound nonsense again, and that is something that really, for some reason, gets under my skin when I feel that EMS leaders out there that are pushing these types of things that I'm mentioning it, like it's something that's going to be so wonderful if we get it, right? That instead of that, man, we should be promoting training and skills mastery and knowledge-based building on assessments and skills and for things that we can do that can help our patients, okay? You want to talk to me about testing a patient blood for sepsis, I'm on board for that, right? That's something we can do. We can make a difference. We can identify that, right? I can get on board with something like that. But again, that's a cost too. How many agencies are going to spend that money on that, you know, the lactate testing devices? They're expensive right now. Maybe one day when they come down in price, EMS can adopt that stuff. So that's sort of my tangent, guys, on the ultrasound. That won't be the last time you hear it, because it's something that I'm a little heated about when I see that, because I really feel, like I said, the money that you would spend on that, on the training, on the equipment, on the updates, right, is going to be so high that most agencies are never going to do it. And to me, even those agencies that do, I feel they would be better spent. That money would be better spent on training their people on what we do and what we should know now. All right, guys, that's it for me. I'm going to end it there so I don't keep going on. I will say and encourage you to keep building your knowledge base. Understand what we do in EMS as EMS providers. Not doctors, not nurses, not physician assistants, not ultrasound techs, not radiologists. As EMS professionals, man, we can do a phenomenal job. We can really affect what happens to our patients if we do what we can as EMS providers in our niche in the healthcare field. We can't be a little bit of everything, but we can be paramedics and EMTs and do what we can as emergency medical services providers. All right, guys, that's it for me. If you don't agree with me on what I said, man, I'd love to hear it, man. Tell me I'm wrong. Show me where I'm wrong. Send me a comment. It's contact@emsofficehours.com. Or you can leave it here in the notes below. Okay? Let me know where I'm wrong, man. Let me know where I'm going wrong on this thing. Where am I not hitting the mark? Okay? I don't know. But to me, like I said, that saying, know your job, do your job. If you sit back for a second and think about it and how it applies to us in EMS, I think it'll ring a little truer than what you might normally want to admit to. All right, guys. Again, send me your comments. Go to iTunes. Like the show. Rate the show. And until next time, I am Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. Stay safe.